I'd like to, if I can, get KB Malloy from Wisconsin to come on the line. So, KB, hang on one second here. Let me. KB, if you're on the call, if you'll hit star six, that should bring you on the call live.
Hi, Dr. Murphy.
Hi, KB. Thank you for joining me.
Hi. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, thanks so much. Well, listen, so you heard me just give my little introduction, and what I'd like to do is just have you kind of just share a little bit about your health history, where you were, you know, several years before we met, and where you're at now.
Boy, that's complicated. Like, as you know, my health history was really kind of complicated.
Yeah,
I've been in several car accidents, which is probably the start of fibro for me. And I've had several health challenges, including interstitial cystitis. I have Lyme's disease, which I'm still being treated for. And I've had a number of different physicians who kept telling me, well, why should we find out if you have fibromyalgia? What difference is that going to make? And when I was diagnosed with interstitial cystitis, nobody was kind of willing to help me treat that. So I was determined to not accept that there was no cause and no cure of that. So I worked with a holistic practitioner to get that under control. And after getting that under control, I was just determined to do the same thing with fibro. And that's kind of how I came to your doorstep.
So what did you think when you did your first thought of setting up a phone consult? Because for some people, it's hard for them to get past that exchange, but doing something by phone, I think that's going to be the norm in the future. But what was that like? That took a lot of courage to do that.
Well, I'm kind of a take charge kind of person, so I was more relieved to find somebody that would help me more than I was afraid to make a phone call.
Yeah. Sure. Well, when we first started working together, you had worked so hard to get where you were, and yet there's still so much left to do. I mean, your energy was a one out of a possible five. You were just really, you told me you were exhausted all the time, and you had pain. Your pain was all over. You had migraines. Your moods were, you know, pretty low. You just really were, you know, couldn't sleep. You were in pretty bad shape. And
I was.
Yeah. So tell me about a typical day or a typical day for you, because you work full-time, very demanding as a college professor, too. What was it like before we started working together?
Before we started to work together, I was typically sleeping 10 to 12 hours a day. So I'd go to work, and I work probably a good 60 to 70 hours a week, depending on, I'm a costume design professor, so when we're in dress rehearsals, I might work a 16-hour day, 5 days in that week, so sometimes I'll have a 75-hour week, so I'll come home and I'll literally go right to bed after that, and so trying to find time to grade and all of that, it was very challenging to do all my course prep and everything like that. I was trying to stay awake during classes all the time. My moods were really low because I didn't have enough energy to give to my students. I wasn't able to do any exercise at all. I couldn't lose any weight, and I felt like the weight was really affecting my joints as well. And I just felt like I wasn't making any progress, and I was doing a lot of herbal support, and I was eating fairly well, I thought, because I'm a medical herbalist myself and used to be a massage therapist, so I felt like I was doing things that were good, but I just felt like there was still something missing, and I needed some support on that. So I go ahead.
So that's what I often find, is that I have a number of patients like yourself who are real proactive, and they research everything, and they're eating a real clean diet. I mean, your diet, and of course, it's really clean now, but even before we started working together, it was a very clean diet, but you couldn't lose weight.
Right.
And you were taking a lot of supplements, a lot of good stuff. The problem was you didn't know what you needed to take because you didn't know where you were broken down. But once we did the testing and we knew that, then we had some light at the end of the tunnel. And now you were able to lose quite a bit of weight. How much weight did you lose on the anti-inflammatory diet?
72 pounds.
Oh, wow. Okay, so I knew it was a lot, so that's quite a bit. And would you say that was a game changer for you, right?
It really was a game changer. I have a lot more energy because of that, and right in the middle of it, I was able to start going back and swimming, which I hadn't been able to do for a long time. And I used to belly dance all the time, and I just started going back to belly dance classes, and I thought, oh, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it through a class, you know, because I haven't done it in a while,
yeah.
And I was able to get through
smart.
The class with no energy loss, and
I
make it through my days really well, and I sleep really well now, and that alone, I mean, as soon as you put me on the 5-HTP, just being able to sleep was a miracle.
Yeah, so your sleep issues, you'd had them for a number of years, and I find that's the first thing you got to get right. In your case, it was, you know, we were able to get that right fairly, you know, fairly quickly. And the other thing is you had quite a number of food allergies that we found.
Yep, and I knew I had some big four beforehand, but I didn't know about the other.
Yeah.
I think we found, 20 more that
yeah,
I had
lot.
To avoid.
Yeah. And that's not always the case, but in your case, one of the clues was the migraines. And so anytime I have a patient with a migraine, I'm always thinking, what's the trigger? And usually it's either thyroid or food allergy. In your case, it wasn't the thyroid. It was the food allergies. And now your migraines were pretty bad, but they're pretty – tell me about your migraines now.
My migraines are pretty well controlled now. I'd say that, having had one just over this past weekend.
I jinxed you.
Yeah, but it didn't last for 5 days like it usually did. I was pretty much over and done with in a day. But I had chronic headaches all the time, and we discovered that was from raw onions. So now that I don't eat them raw anymore, I don't have headaches, a dull headache constantly, which is I didn't really realize how much that affected my mood and my energy level until I didn't have them anymore. And I think that's been going on for at least 15 or 16 years. And
it's
completely different not to have that pain every day.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a real eye-opening experience for people to see that the foods that they eat can make them feel a certain way. And we just kind of take it for granted that we eat food and maybe it's healthy for us or it's not or it tastes good or doesn't. But what we don't realize, if we're eating 3 meals a day and some of us, of course, are snacking, so maybe it's 5 or 6 meals a day, and you're doing that over a year's time, you're looking at, you know, 25,000 times you're putting stuff into your body that has the potential to either harm you or help you. And unfortunately, most people are putting things in their body that is harming them. And so part of the journey is certainly, you know, losing the weight was great because it did a lot of great things. But also what you found is by going through that process, you were able to uncover foods that when you put them back in your diet, you found that they actually had a negative impact and you never even realized that. Is that true?
Exactly. And now that I've been off the diet for, I think this is my 7th week off the diet, I've really charted, as I put those foods back in, what's happening, and I found one or two other ones that I can't eat all the time. If I eat them too regularly, I'll get a negative reaction to them. So that was great to be off of it. So now I have like a safe list and an occasional list and a never list of foods.
Yeah. That's good. Well, that's smart that you sequestered them that way. I think that's really smart. Well, now tell me, you were able to come off some meds, and your pain level is not really an issue now. So you shared that with me. So tell me about your pain. Is that give you any problems?
Well, I still have some trouble with my neck and my lower back, which is, you know, from the car accident relation. But I tried to think really hard today about, you know, what's really different fibro-wise. And I used to have a lot of pain down the sides of my legs, all the way from my hips all the way to my ankles. And now that pain is completely gone. Like, I could just lightly rub my finger down my leg and it would be excruciating, and that pain is completely gone. I used to have a lot of intercostal pain, so just even breathing or the tension of my bra around my bust line my ribs would be really uncomfortable, and that pain is almost completely gone. I used to have my clothing would sometimes be uncomfortable on my body, and that pain is completely gone. So really the only thing that I sometimes have, if I'm using my hands a lot, I'll get some discomfort there, but I think that's just, you know, me being over 50 now. and just a little bit from the, you know, the old injuries from the accidents. But beyond that, mm-hmm. I think I feel pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what would you like to share with those that are listening tonight or may listen to the replay? What would you like, anything you'd like to share with them?
I think one of the biggest things that happened for me on the diet, one of the biggest discoveries we made was finding out that I didn't have any beneficial bacteria in my colon. And
yeah.
People in my generation are, you know, from the clean plate club. You know, we heard our parents tell us to clean the plate all the time. So I remember telling you that I always never really knew when I was hungry and when I was full. And one thing that the diet really did in finding out about that lack of bacteria and replenishing that is now I am really aware of when I am hungry and when I am full. And I'm so grateful for knowing that now, because I always felt like this was some psychological problem with me. I just, you know, had this weird relationship with food because I couldn't
sure.
feel that physically. And now I do. And that, I think, is the biggest change for me.
Sure.
So
sure.
now I
sure.
know when my body needs to eat and when it doesn't need to eat. And that's just been a big game changer for me. So a friend of mine just started the diet, too, and it's working for her. She lives out in California. So and she's seeing some changes with the way that she feels. She has a lot of shoulder and joint problems. So it's not just me that it's working for.
Yeah.
It works, works for everybody.
Right. Well, what would you counter to those people that say, well, you can't successfully treat fibromyalgia with diet and supplements, which of course is exactly what I've done for 20 years successfully. But what would you say to those people who would say, you know, supplements don't matter? And
well, I've always felt really strongly that food is medicine, and you know what we eat is so important. And if you can't always get a therapeutic dose of what you need vitamin wise through what you eat, and that sometimes you have to take supplements in order to get that. And you know, I was also told that I couldn't treat my interstitial cystitis at all, and there was no cause, no cure
mm-hmm.
to it. And I
mm-hmm.
proved my urologist wrong doing that
right.
as well. So
mm-hmm.
I don't believe that things just happen and there's no way to fix it. There always has to be a way to fix it. And I mean, I read your book months before I actually set up the consultations with you. So everything in there made so much sense to me based on what I had done for the IC. So I would just tell everybody that you have nothing to lose by trying and everything
yeah.
to gain by doing
yeah.
this.
Yeah, yeah. So was it worth it? Everything that, because it was, this is not, you know, you don't take a handful of pills and then you're well. I mean, it's work. You had to do the testing and we had to
mm-hmm.
sift through all that, and you did the diet, and I asked you to do things that, you know, that probably were not very pleasant, and take a, you know, and it was a period of time where you're taking a bunch of pills because you did, you know, for a period of time were on the thyroid and,
mm-hmm.
But was it worth it?
It was completely worth it. I think it's always worth it to regain your health and defy the negative outcome that other people generate
yeah.
for you.
Right. Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely. Well,
I feel so much better, and I knew that I could get there, and I'm so grateful to be able to find somebody who was willing to help me get there.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, KB, thanks so much. I know we'll be talking soon. I appreciate you joining me tonight. I look forward to talking to you soon.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
You're so welcome.